Well, it's David and I'm out walking the dog. So it's waffling with David and his dog. And I'm out close by the house, not far from where I live, just having a wander around so the dog can do her business, as dogs do. And my mother's here, so I haven't had a chance to do much in the way of recording any audio booze lately. And I've been working this evening, and when I get back home, I shall be hitting the sack because I've got to get up and work early in the morning too. That's a terrible thing when you've got to work in the evening and then you've got to work again in the morning. You don't get much of a time for a bit of a turnaround, but there you go. It'll work out better for me tomorrow because my mum's here. It's the last day tomorrow because she goes very early on Saturday morning back to England. So I've got to have a bit of time with her tomorrow before she goes. And I came back home this evening and my wife's uncle's in the house too. He's been down in the south of Spain, near Malaga. And him and his girlfriend, because it's a cheeky 7 years, but he's a nice fella. They've been down there having a bit of time, a bit of a break, their holiday. A bit early for the summer holiday, but still. And so we've got a house full. And I think they'll be going off fairly early tomorrow, heading back towards Switzerland, because that's where he lives, in Switzerland. So what have I been doing? Well, today I spent some time sitting with my mum, showing her how to do some stuff on her iPad. She loves her iPad Mini, she loves it to pieces, she does. And basically we was having a bit of a mishmash doing it because there were some problems with the Apple IDs. Because she told me she got one Apple ID, but then she found out we'd actually got two of them. And so she didn't quite understand how that was supposed to be working across. So she needed to have the same Apple ID on the iPhone that she has and also the iPad. And she's probably got a different Apple ID on the MacBook she got at home as well. So that doesn't help. So the idea is to have the same, for the system part of it, to have the same Apple ID as you got in all the places. Then you have all your data in all the places, you have all your email addresses, all your contacts and everything else. And everything's all just nicely set up. I mean, you can have a different ID for when you're buying apps. So that's no problem, because sometimes it's a good idea to have a different ID for when you're buying apps and another ID for your system stuff. So anyway, that's what we were sorting out. And I had to set up Dropbox for her as well, because the fact that we needed to have the one password, which is also needed to be set up, so that we could have her passwords all nicely worked out. And we had to go into a couple of places, and I think in particular the Apple ID, and use one password to make a really good, strong password of 15 characters, so that she's not going to have any problems with her account being hacked or anything like that. And also to make sure that she doesn't use the same password in all the same places. Because that's the point of one password, you see. You have your one password to get into one password, and then one password gives you a different password for each of the sites that you go to. And those passwords, obviously, then can be as long as you want them, because one password is doing the remembering for you, and that gives you really good passwords as well, so you can say whether you want to have passwords that have got a certain number of characters, whether you want letters with numbers, or you can have special characters in between. You can have it so that it can be pronounceable, so if you want to have it in such a way that it can be remembered if necessary. But I find that you don't need them pronounceable, because the fact that you can have your passwords with you wherever, because any password that you create on one device is always going to be there available for you on another. So I was showing her that as it was happening. So I actually sort of had her iPhone on me and I was changing a password there for her. I said, okay, have a look in one password on your iPad now and you'll see that it's changed there as well. And this was going like across the wires, as it were, and didn't have to do anything else. And it was all sort of set up nice, working a treat. So when she gets back home on Saturday, first thing we'll have to do is say, okay, right, go to your MacBook, whatever account you're in, let's have a look and see which email address you're working off there. So we'll make sure that she signs up to her Apple ID, that's the correct one. We might have to do a bit of retrieval of some of the things that's in there already for some of the apps, make sure that the app's actually has got already are going to be sorted out in this unified Apple ID that we've already got set up for now, or that we worked on this morning. And anyway, so apart from the passwords and everything else, we've been looking at doing a few different things, some of the gestures. So for instance, it's very good to be able to change between apps quickly. So did you know that in your iPad, if you've got the extra gestures set up on there, which is very easy to do, to go into system preferences and say you want to use the extra gestures, and that allows you to do a 5-finger pinch in, and that takes you back to the home screen. So if you're in some application, wherever, you want to get back to your home screen quickly, 5-finger pinch in, and there you go, you're back in the home screen, and then you can obviously open up whatever app you want from there. If you know that you've got the app that you want to get to already open, what you can do is you can do a 4-finger swipe to the left, and that'll swipe between the apps that you've got open. So anything that you've got sort of sitting there in the lower part, you know, part of your screen, when you do, oh yeah, that's the other thing. If you do 4-finger slide upwards with your fingers, swipe up, that'll give you access to the apps that are already open. And you can then decide whether you want to keep them open or close them. So if you want to close them, what you do is you press and hold down on the application and wait till the little crosses appear, and then you can close an app down very easily that way. So she was learning all these things, and judging by what she says about her memory, it's going to have to be telling her again 2 or 3 times to make sure it goes in. I think she's got that one about the 5-finger pinch to get back to the home screen. And sometimes I see that when she's doing the 4-finger one to get to the apps that are open already, she actually sort of lets the other finger drag onto the screen, so there actually ends up being 5 fingers on there rather than 4, and she wonders why it's not working. But there you go, she's having fun being an iPad user. Now I have to say, I quite like the iPad Mini. It's a good little thing, it is. But the only thing I find sometimes with it is that I'm pressing on some of the buttons on the screen. They're not sort of activating for me. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm not touching exactly the right place, or maybe I've got something under my finger, or my finger's not properly conductive or something. And it wasn't just quite working right. And so I think perhaps it was just a case of needing to get used to the iPad mini screen, which is a little bit different from the resolution that you've got with a iPad 3, which I have now. I think at some point in time, though, what I'm going to have to do is, because I'm struggling with the amount of space I've got on my iPhone, is I'm going to have to think about updating the iPhone to getting the latest version. I think what I might do is wait until the autumn, and then in autumn I'll know then whether the iPhone 5 that's out at the moment, if it's come down to price reasonable enough that I could buy it. And if not, well, maybe I'd even think about going for the Android Samsung Galaxy S3. Really wouldn't want to do that, because there's so many things on the iPhone that I like, and all the apps that I've got. I've got another app this evening called Launch Center Pro. And it looks quite interesting, actually, because you tap on a screen and it opens up other applications for you really quickly. So the idea is you have this app open as your main sort of go-to thing, and I set it up so that I could have it with one touch and it'll go to an audio book. I thought that was quite good. I haven't set it up on this phone yet, but it worked fine on the iPad. Was a bit disappointed that the iPad didn't have the application didn't have an iPad version. It was like a 2x thing, which never looks quite right, but maybe sometimes that, sometime or other fixes will come out with another version. But what it does is interesting, that's the thing. You can set up a few actions, and it also works with drafts. So I can set it up with URL actions, URL actions, and I haven't worked out how to do that yet, but I'm in the process of learning. So when I've got more information on that, I shall tell you about it. Anyway, so this is Dave Allen doing a bit of waffling while I'm walking the dog at 10 to 12 in the evening, and I'm going to be heading to bed now. So good night, and talk to you again soon. Bye bye now.